Foundation, whose commission to build a healthier America is recommending ways to improve health at commissiononhealth.org.
Are these people in your carpool?
This is Michelle Norris.
I'm Jim Meadows.
This is Ira Glass.
Hi, this is Steve Inskeep with NPR News. Beep, beep,
beep, beep, yeah. Whether you're coming or going, you depend on us to keep you informed. We depend on you for financial support to make that possible. Give to our member match fund today, and we'll use your dollars on April 15th to challenge others to help make great programs possible on WILL. Go to willpledge.org or call 217-244-9455.
Hello, I'm Vice President Joe Biden, and I've been asked not to speak in public. So here I am. President Obama is far too modest to toot his own horn, so I'm here to toot mine. We have a wonderful economic stimulus package that we hope will save the day, a package that we modeled after the great ideas of Franklin Roosevelt, who in turn developed a public works program after appearing on television with Abraham Lincoln. Many people think this is some wild deviation from our plan all along, but that's just not true. And to prove it, I've invited two good friends, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid and Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi. And they're going to add their charismatic personalities to this little song I've worked up just for you.
Because of President Obama, the left wing's coming back. We passed a stimulating package to get us back on track.
And now you've seen us
return to spenders. Liberals rule.
Buy kids condoms in preschool.
Those special earmarks we won't touch.
No way Obama's Muslim since he likes pork so much.
To help our biofuel production, our programs will be wise. Like energy from liposuction from Rush Limbaugh's thighs.
We're gloating about it.
Return to spenders. We'll pay your rent.
If you are a gay immigrant,
we know we're gonna get trillions more in debt. But just to allay your fears, we promise to repay every dollar spent today in 5, 10, 12 years.
And now we're gonna
return to splendor
with a brand new
spending push.
If it fails, we'll
just keep blaming
all our problems
on George Bush.
Live from the Ronald Reagan Building in Washington, D.C., it's the Capitol Steps April Fool's edition of Politics Takes a Holiday. And now, a woman who is providing us with the staggering number of future taxpayers needed to pay for the president's budget. Please welcome the Octomom.
What child is this? I can't remember. I just had 8. Wait, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Oh, here comes another one. There's number 8. In 5 minutes, what will I do when they start to poo? I'll be up to my neck in it. This is baby 8. The tabloids all have been tittering. Some think that it might be great if I were arrested for littering. She makes 14, so you'd have to know that my birth control has been failing. But someone had to make a go for more kids than Sarah Palin. Should federal bureaucrats give my doctor's license a firm yank? This might be the last time that the government bails out a sperm bank.
How you doing there? We represent the big three auto manufacturers in the United States. And the three of us wanted to... Where's GM?
Oh, hey, GM. Hey, sorry, I'm late. My car was in the shop.
You should have taken my jet.
Oh, anyway. We're here tonight to appeal directly to you, the voters, to pay for our bailout. Now, we know. It sounds expensive. You may even have sticker shock. But come on into my office. I'm going to sit down and work this out on my calculator, and I think you're going to be very pleasantly surprised with the price I come up with, okay?
What's that? Still too high? Well, let me talk to my manager and see what we can do. But frankly, at this point, we're not making any money on the deal.
Yeah, I know. You're killing us here. But at these prices, how can you resist, huh? What would it take to put you in this bailout today? Huh? Yeah, how about I throw in an extended warranty? You're gonna need it. This thing could fall apart in a couple of months.
Well, don't walk away now. Take it for a drive.
Yeah, you know what that means.
If we can't find any suckers who will bail us out, the future of American automakers will be in doubt.
Though our cars may be dinosaurs, the Japanese know so much more.
You gotta help us, Honda, help us get up off of the floor.
Bow, 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 bow. Help me, Honda, help.
Zuzu, we wanna schmooze you.
Help me, Mazda. Help, help me, Mazda.
Mitsubishi, please buy a piece of me.
Hey, Toyota, help us, Toyota.
Subaru, our cars suck without you.
Help me, Honda, yeah.
Or we're gonna be poor.
Taxpayers, just imagine the possibilities if we combined our brands with the Japanese.
Oh, for example, if we combined the Ford Edge with the Toyota Tercel, we'd have the Edsel.
Or we could combine the Mazda MPV with the Mercury Comet to create the Vomit.
Or we could take the Nissan Titan and the Cadillac and get the Titanic.
Ideas.
Of course, we would have to stop capitulating to our unions, and our pay would be that of Japanese
executives. Oh, that's just plain crazy talk. Let's go back to the original idea.
Bow, 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 bow. Help us, Congress. Help, help us, Congress.
Help us, Congress. Help, help us, Congress.
First payment of $200 billion.
Must be delivered by 4909.
Terms are 1.79% of Zelp's time fine. I think the first 2 months, I'm right leg and first on Belltown for the next. I must do it signing.
Help us, Congress, please.
Like you helped AIG.
Hi. Great Earth Day singles mixer, huh? That's a great hemp poncho you're wearing.
Well, actually, it's made from the fuzz drawn from the navel of a protected free-range Tanzanian chimpanzee.
Wow.
Care for a carrot?
Well, is it organic and totally pesticide-free?
Absolutely. I grew it myself.
Wow. Hey, that must have been hard. Then again, it's not that easy being green. Having to shut off all the appliances in my house each time I leave. when I think it would be easier to just forget about the polar bears in the Arctic and let the chlorofluorocarbons be released from my computer and my television and my refrigerator all day long. Or something less eco-friendly like that.
It's not that easy being green. I find people give me weird looks when I do ordinary things. Like when I compost my own toenail clippings and use them to fertilize my garden of organic carrots. And now using pine cones instead of toilet paper has given me some kind of weird rash.
But green's the color of grass,
which makes great dental floss.
Although with fair trading habits and no tests on rabbits, my teeth now have moss.
Is that a leather belt you've got? Tell me how now can you kill a cow now?
No. This is only genuine pleather, It's made from the recycled bark droppings from the Indonesian rainforest.
What? Indonesian? Do you know how big the carbon footprint is on something shipped in a diesel tanker? I absolutely cannot date you unless you are an omnilocodeca vegivore.
A what?
That's right. I only eat vegetables that have died from natural causes within 50 feet of my house.
50? Heretic? You know how much oxygen you use walking 50 feet? It should be like 10 feet max.
Can you forgive me?
We can still make out.
My Hummer's parked out back.
Hey there, everybody. Who out there wants to make some more money? You all do, right? I mean, everybody does.
Well, good, because we have a potentially awesome way for you to capitalize on the phenomenon known as Obamamania.
Yes, zillions of Americans came to D.C. to witness the inauguration. But watching history just wasn't enough. They wanted to take home a piece. And you know, there were plenty of options. There were Obama hats and books and posters and bobbleheads, Obama pajamas. I mean, the list goes on and on.
I even saw Obama candles, and I wondered, are they Obama scented? Could my living room really smell like President Obama?
Yeah, so after Genius here spent $100 on 3 Yes We candles, we realized that there was an enormous potential to jump on the bandwagon and make some wonderful money for ourselves.
So we started small. I went and found that pet rock that I foolishly bought back in the 1980s, slapped Obama's name on it, and sold the brand new pet Barack for $59.99.
And then we created a whole line of Obama merchandise, starting with alternate Obama bumper stickers, including our best sellers. Move over, God. Barack is my co-pilot now. And then we branched out into personal hygiene products with Reverend Right Guard deodorant. Protect against inspiration.
And don't forget, President Obama's initials are B.O. But then we created Obama Foods, because we knew we had to raise the bar. So, we have Obama breakfast cereals, Cheery Obamas. A great source of hope, change, and fiber.
Don't forget to add some delicious Yes We Can Believe It's Not Butter.
And then for dessert, you can finish it off with some delicious Oreo Obamas. Black enough to make history. White enough to make Republicans feel safe. Yeah.
Now, the top of our line is, of course, our prescription medication tie-in, Viagra Obama.
Yes, we can.
So call now. If you are not 100% satisfied with your purchase, we will refund your money in quarters. Now that, people, is change that you can believe in. Obama Raiders are standing by. Thank you.
You are watching C-SPAN.
Coming up next, testimony from the administrative assistant to the assistant administrator at the Small Business Administration. First, we take you to the testimony of the AIG executive. He's currently being questioned by Congressman Barney Frank. And Senator Chris Dodd.
We are themed at AIG and we'll get on the front page.
But you voted to protect my bonus.
Still we are outraged.
Cause the public wants some answers and we are not playing games.
Who got the cash? We want some names.
The news is running stories and we are sure that you heard.
The public is starting to think that AIG thinks bonus is two words.
So we need someone to blame somewhere in the world.
Our cash wasn't such a pain when we gave it to your campaign.
When you failed, we gave you loans.
Which just shows that you're not smart.
But who knew that you would spend it on vacations in St. Bart?
There were junkets that cost millions where you dined on camembert.
As I recall, you both were there. We all agree this mess is out of control and these bonuses might be way too humongous. But if you want to put a 90% tax on compensation paid to people who aren't competent, you might want to tax the Congress.
But who's to blame for all the bad debt?
We hope the voters never forget.
The U.S. Congress is our worst toxic asset.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's an exciting time in the world, in the country, especially here in the D.C. area. There's a new president in town. He's got a plan to save us from our money woes. Fix the economy. Actually, I have a good idea about that. Maybe from now on, his cabinet nominees could pay their frickin' taxes. But that's what my song is about tonight. It's about a man who gave up on his dream of leaving a $2 million a year job so that he could work for a government salary. A nominee for secretary had a little bill to pay. He wrote a check in quite a hurry to the tune of 140K. Now we sing, hang down your head, Tom Daschle. Hang down your head and cry. You had to pay that tax bill for a job that didn't pay that high. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, the exciting thing about this song, especially exciting for me, is that it's going to be a big group sing-along. So I'm going to need all the audience participation you can muster, and I know you're excited. Let's give you a chance to go over the words. It's hang down your head, Tom Daschle. Hang down your head and cry. You had to pay that tax bill for a job that didn't pay that high. Wow. I can feel your enthusiasm from here. It's overwhelming. Let's go through it. 2, 3, 4. Hang down your head, Tom Daschle. Hang down your head and cry. You had to pay that for a job that didn't pay that high. Whoa! Yeah! That was entirely adequate. You withdrew because folks were squawking. And now from what we've seen, you'd better get used to walking and get rid of that limousine. Just the men.
Hang down your head, Tom Daschle. Hang down your head and...
Women over 40. It was worth a try. That's okay, our song's basically over. I just have one last bit of advice. Oh, Tom, you need a budget lightener?
to stop your critics' gripes. You could carpool with Timothy Geithner, Willie Nelson, or Wesley Snipes. Thank you!
I got released from my prison cell. It's a long way home from Guantanamo. Is there a place in U.S. to go? 'Cause I need a job and I want to be a taxi cab driver. Taxi cab driver. I would much prefer to be home today, but I cannot fly, said the TSA. I got to the airport and was turned away. Who would think that I would be on the do not fly list? Do not fly list. Can't get on JetBlue. What can I do? So now I'm in Manhattan and you ought to know what will happen next with Guantanamo. It's the place my passengers all will go, 'cause you need a place to put all of your Wall Street advisors. Wall Street advisors. Thank you for riding Gitmo cabs.
Hello, I'm Barack Obama, and for the next 4 years, I'm going to be a president, and I realize that I may take some getting used to. For one thing, I speak in complete sentences. Let's be honest, that bar was set pretty low, people. And another thing I'm known for is soliciting the opinions of a wide range of people. So, just to prove how open-minded I am, I've invited our former president, George W. Bush, to come by so that I can ask him a question. Welcome, Mr. President.
Hey, Barack. Can I call you Barocket Man?
No.
Well, I want to tell you, I finally got all my stuff out of the White House. Everything's out of the Oval Office. Everything's out of the library. I'm just kidding. I didn't have anything in there.
I assume you mean library, but anyway, now, Mr. President, I have to ask, how did you manage without a BlackBerry?
I assume you mean BlackBerry.
No, I mean BlackBerry.
Oh, well, there's plenty of other options. There's strawberry, orangeberry, chuckberry.
No, I mean your PDA. How did you stay connected? How did you stay in touch?
Well, if I proved anything over my time as president, it's that being out of touch was kind of my forte. Forte, it's Italian. But who wants that interweb thingy if you want to stay incommunicado?
Does this mean you won't send me emails?
I won't forward your dumb jokes.
You'll never IM to supporters or fans.
I'll just play World of Warcraft for most of the day.
I remember when Palm Pilots got much lighter.
Is that like a typewriter?
My BlackBerry's a must. I'm a tech gadget guy.
Well, I just got a Bluetooth. How high-tech am I?
But you got it from eating a blueberry pie.
I don't spend time flossing anymore.
You seem a bit outdated.
Well, email is overrated. Though to fix our economy, I looked for hints. I just never heard back from that Nigerian prince.
I'll explain again. Press P for program record.
You mean P on my keyboard?
With my BlackBerry, I'll work from meetings and cars.
Email Scarlett Johansson and Hollywood stars.
But reception is bad. Do you have any bars?
you know I'm not drinking anymore.
Now they said I can keep it if emails are few. With my BlackBerry I'm bringing changes, it's true.
Do they make a whiteberry for Caucasians too? I suppose it's keys.
I will be stroking.
You're hooked.
It's true, no joking.
Addictive just like smoking.
Even more.
And now, in case you're wondering what he's been up to lately, Olympic champion Michael Phelps.
What kind of fool am I? Got pictured with a bong. Now I'm suspended and my coach will soon be Cheech and Chong. What kind of man is this? It isn't cool. I need a tool to keep my joint lit in the pool. I've learned my lesson now. I've got the munchies, wow. If not for swimming, I would be much fatter than a cow. Kellogg's has dumped me now. They called me a disgrace. But on a box of Wheaties, you can see my face.
We're certain that our country's gonna be okay, but we face challenges that are not small.
Isn't there a wise one who can show the way? Our nation's ready for an overhaul. We should call someone who knows all.
After the most recent president's election, can we know our country's headed in the right direction?
Though Barack's proposals seem to be well-meant, the only thing he's done is run for president.
Isn't there a wise one who can tell us what we should do?
Oprah Winfrey, all our country now will look to you. If you sell your stock or like Barack, then we think we ought to do that too.
Oprah told us how to dress, what books that we should read, and forget the rest, 'cause she knows best. She's the only head of state we need.
We like Brangelina, okay, but we want a new couple today.
So Oprah say, yo, to step and go away.
The country can be run by a new founding mama with Obama.
O-P-R-A-B-A-M-A, Oprah Obama.
This Capital Sense radio show is taped in front of a live and very pleasant-smelling audience at the Ronald Reagan Building and International Trade Center in Washington, D.C. It was written by Mark Eaton and Elena Newport, with thanks to Kevin Corbett and the entire Capital Steps cast. Tonight's performers, who would prefer to remain anonymous, were Evan Casey, Jenny Corbett, Little Baby Corbett, Jack Rolls, Brian Ash, Dolores King-Williams, and me, Kevin Corbett, all accompanied by five-time Nobel Peace Prize winner, Lenny Williams! We'd like to thank our sound engineer, Jim Smith, road crew, Greg Hammond, John Simler and Sam Lohman, and Press Secretary General Bill Hurd. Our new album is entitled Obama Mia. It will be out in a couple of weeks. Check our website for information. Just go to capitalsteps.com for all the details. And remember, if a scandal happens in the news, you can run right to our website and find out exactly what rhymes with it. Thanks for listening!
Support for today's broadcast comes from 40 North 88 West, presenting the 7th Annual Boneyard Arts Festival, April 17th through the 19th. With venues throughout the county, the festival is a celebration of music, dance, arts, culture, and theater in conjunction with the local business community. Information on this year's festival is at 40north.org. WILL programs are made possible by Women's Health Practice and Dr. Suzanne Truppen, offering obstetrics, gynecology, and fertility services. More information is available at 356-3736. Women's Health Practice is a Health Alliance medical plan for State of Illinois employees and is accepting new patients.
This is the Afternoon Magazine. Good afternoon. I'm Celeste Quinn. Happy April Fool's Day. Hope you enjoyed the Steps special this afternoon. To finish out this portion of the program, with the help of the Capitol Steps, we'll go back in time to the 2008 presidential campaign. Let's listen to some excerpts of the Steps album, Campaign and Suffering, recorded in late 2007 and early 2008.
Now listen here, my friends. May I have your attention, please? If you're not in the race for 08, just raise your hand. Raise your hand. And observe this, if you will. There's some people from the Hill who seem to think they're qualified to run this land. Now, you've heard of Hillary, McCain, Obama, Giuliani, sure. But, you know, I got to tell you, all of those people put together can't possibly compare to the electric thrill that you might have when people like Hunter, Huckabee, Richardson, and Tancredo all come together in New Hampshire for that one historic day. 76 unknowns are the candidates, with 110 more set to declare. They run in the state of denial, they're from both sides of the aisle, and most just do not have a prayer.
76 unknowns on the campaign trail, and their lack of a message so disappoints.
And now Dennis Kucinich is in, and he thinks that he should win, 'cause his name earns the most Scrabble points.
New Hampshire will be crawling soon with candidates. Posters watch, Dixville notch, Iowa, and Guam.
I hope that Al Sharpton will soon join the fray, if DNA proves he is the son of Strum.
Does it seem that every time they're starting earlier? Jump the gun, gotta run, they can't help themselves.
Most of them are losing count. We heard Joe Biden just announced he'll run in the year 2012.
76 unknowns will campaign for months. Is there some way to make them all go away?
Put them all in a room and tell them that they will have to sell sports memorabilia
to OJ.
A long, long time ago, we used to get our food homegrown, and toothpaste used to make you smile. It used to be you'd shop with ease, never eating antifreeze. You planned to keep on living quite a while. But now our goods are all delivered from somewhere on the Yangtze River. No one knows the source there, so you might find some horsehair. But if corporations make a buck, they don't give a flying Peking duck. And with this system, we get stuck today. It makes you sigh. Now when you abide by an American pie, your grandma didn't bake it, it was made in Shanghai, where they engineered the apples to be juicy, not dry. But the crust is made of cardboard and lye. Don't feed it to your dog, he might die. Now did you eat a tasty cake, and did it make your stomach ache? I could have said I told you so. And the reason you are looking wan is some guy took bribes in Szechuan, so you just bit into little Debbie's toe. And now the toys you bought from Fisher Price have toxins deemed unsafe for mice, and Elmo tends to wheeze because he's laced with PCBs. But all my problems seem so far when I see my cheap new DVR. I'll even brush my teeth with tar, and you will see that I'll buy from some young guy. I drive a Chevy and it's heavy, but the price is too high. Soon $20 will buy a car from Shanghai. And honey, that'll be the day we all die.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, as you know, several of the Republican candidates have dipped their toes in the waters of moderation and are therefore not fit to lead this party down the path of righteousness. And I have seen a vision. I said I have seen a vision. Let me tell you a little about it. When the GOP's in times of trouble, Jerry Falwell comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, Huckabee. And in our darkest hour, he is standing right in front of me. There will be an answer, Huckabee. Now, voters of Super Tuesday, voters who have an evangelical persuasion, I think it is time. I said, I think it is time that we have a Baptist minister in the White House. Can I have an amen? Thank you, brothers and sisters. It is now my supreme privilege to introduce to you the most reverend Mike Huckabee.
GOP, hear my plea, it is me, Huckabee. I am standing next to G.O.D.
He'll proudly show the Ten Commandments,
though Bill Clinton questioned me. Isn't that one too many? Not for me. I threw my halo in the ring now. Ask yourself and you'll agree. Who would Jesus vote for? Huckabee.
I was blind, now I see. Huckabee, yeah, Huckabee. Float like a butterfly, but sting like a Huckabee.
Like a circle that is forming, made of television ads. More and more I see the warning of conditions I might have. I have countless new disorders that have finally been revealed. I have dry eyes, spastic bladder, and that one with Sally Field. I take drugs for every syndrome. I'm like a powder keg. When I kick my spouse at bedtime, now I claim it's restless leg. If your health is in decline, just take 10 pills and you're fine. Like the lithium I'm taking with a dose of estrogen mixed with Demerol and Prozac, now I've got hair on my chin. Son's on Ritalin and Bextra. We thought he had ADD, but it turns out that the whole time he is just an SOB. I need Ambien Lunestra to help me sleep all right, 'cause Levitra and Cialis keep my husband up all night. If your life's as bad as mine, at least 10 pills come to mind. Lasix, Cruex, Metamucil, Celebrex, and Naprosyn. Then I take a few Vytorin that I wash down with some gin. Now my ears are always ringing. I think Lipitor's to blame. There's no reason that I take it. I just really like the name. I mixed lidocaine with highballs, and the side effects were queer. I was hearing through my eyeballs, and I'm tasting through my rear. And that giant nose of Claritin is something I must try. And I take Ginkgo biloba, but can't remember why. So I quit those pills cold turkey. It was all a big mistake. And I swear there is no supplement or medicine I'll take. And though lately I have found, though depressed and feeling down, thanks to Botox, I can't frown.
Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
My fellow Americans, as usual, it's a tough time, not only here in the homeland, but also interglobally. I've been monitoring all kinds of situations. For starters, there's Iran. Turns out Iran does not have the weapons we thought they did. But there still is the issue of Iranian uranium. I don't even know if that's really an issue. I just like trying to say it. Besides Iran, there's also the situation in Pakistan. I've been watching that closely. President Musharraf has been responsible for suspending the Constitution, interfering with elections, and packing the Supreme Court with presidential loyalists. But he's done some bad things, too. I've also been focusing on the Middle East. I just got back from a trip over there. While I was in the Middle East, I visited the Straits of Hormuz. And to prove that I'm an open-minded president, next time I go, I intend to visit the gays of Hormuz. Making it part of my mandate. But people say, Mr. President, don't you think you focus too much on things like the Middle East and not enough on other countries like Africa? And I say, well, what's going on in Africa? And they say, Mr. President, aren't you concerned about elephant poaching? And I got to say, not really. There's got to be tastier ways to cook them. And it raises my stress levels when I feel like Americans don't trust me. I worry about my health. You may remember a few months ago I had a medical procedure called a colonoscopy. Because I had to have some polyps removed from my colon. And I was hoping the American people would understand two things from this experience of mine. One is that it is possible to have a messy and unwanted invasion go successfully. And two, I was hoping the Democrats would finally realize I do not have my head up there. And I worry about other things too, like my legacy. How will I be remembered? Every president is remembered for something specific. For example, Ronald Reagan, Morning in America. Franklin Roosevelt, Jobs. Richard Nixon, going to China. But with me, you get all three. Every morning in America, jobs are going to China. And people think I don't understand things. You know, they make fun of me. They make all these jokes, and they think I don't understand the jokes.
And there we leave it, the Capitol Steps. Some excerpts of the Steps album, Campaign and Suffering, recorded in late 2007 and early 2008. This is the Afternoon Magazine. Our technical director is Jason Croft. My name is Celeste Quinn. It's 9 minutes before 2 o'clock Central Time. We turn things over now to Todd Gleason for a look at what happened today with the boards of trade in Chicago and Kansas City.
Thanks much. Let's take a look at those numbers in Chicago first. Celeste, in the contract for the wheat, May futures finished the day like this. Nearby, a 5.31 1/4 top, bottom at 5.15 3/4. Settlement price there at $5.25 1/2, 7 1/4 lower on the afternoon. July, 7 cents lower, 5.43 3/4 the high, the low at 28, settled at $5.38 1/4, down 7 cents in September wheat. 5.67, the high, the low at 53 3/4. Settlement price, $5.63 1/4 a bushel, down 6 1/4. December futures, 5.90 1/2 the high. The low at 5.76 3/4, settled at $5.86 3/4, down 6 3/4 in the March wheat. 6 3/4 lower as well. 6.05, the top, the bottom at 5.92 3/4. March in Chicago for the wheat pit, settled at 6.02 1/4, down 6 3/4. In Kansas City, July, the harvest month, a 7 1/4 cent loss to settle at $5.77 a bushel. From the corn pit in Chicago, nearby May, 4.02 1/4 the high, the low at 3.93. Settled 3.96, down 8 3/4. July 4.12, the top, the bottom at 4.02 3/4. Settled 8 1/2 lower at 4.06 1/4. September corn 4.20 3/4 the high, the low at 4.12. Settled 4.15 1/4, down 8 3/4. In December futures, 4.32 3/4 the high, the low at 23 1/2. Settlement price at 4.27 1/4, down 8 1/2 cents. In that December corn contract, March futures 2010 4.43 3/4 the high, the low at 4.35. Settled 4.38 3/4, down 8 3/4 in the May contract, 9 cents lower, $4.46 1/4 the settlement price. May oat futures 1.90 1/2, down 2 1/2. July at $2 even, down 2 1/2 cents. From the soy complex, near May beans 9.59 3/4 the high, low at 9.43. Settlement price unchanged today, $9.52. May beans unchanged. July futures 9.58 the high, the low at 41 3/4. Settlement price at $9.51 1/2, up 1. August futures a half higher, 9.42 1/2 the high, the low at 33. Settlement close to that bottom at 9.36 1/2, still gained 0.5 cent for the day. September futures 9.13 1/4 the high, the low at 9.01 3/4. Settlement price for the SEPs at 9.07, up 0.5 cents, and up 0.5 cent, that is. And November finished unchanged today, $8.99 1/4 the high, the low at 8.83. Settlement price, $8.92, November beans unchanged for the afternoon. January futures in the bean pit for 2010, 9.07 3/4 the top, range to a bottom at 8.97 1/4, and settlement price was just above $9 at $9.25 1/4, down 3 3/4, or rather down 0.75 cents for the afternoon. That in the January 2010 soybean contract. May bean meal futures today, $298.30 the high, the range to a low of $291.80. Settlement price at $294.30, down $1. July soybean meal, $296 the high, the low at $288.20. Settlement price at $291.20, down 40 cents in the May bean oil. $33.67 the high, the low at $33.17. In the products, the bean oil settled at $33.15, down 12. In July bean oil, down 13 cents today. The high at $33.95, the low at $33.51. A settlement price at $33.79. July bean oil, down 13 cents. During the closing market report this afternoon, we'll talk with Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services out of Oakland, Illinois, about the agricultural futures markets. Drew Lerner will be here to tell us all about a wet forecast, not only for a portion of this week, but of next week and into a good portion of the latter part of April as well. Not a great forecast. You want to be with us for that during the closing market report. Just to recap what happened in Chicago, futures in the corn pit were down about 8 cents for the day. Soybeans were unchanged to a half higher in the nearbys, but the deferreds lost 1 to 2 cents on the afternoon. I'll be back in just about 10 minutes now with the closing market report. I'm Todd Gleason.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Now let's turn our attention to the livestock contracts. April live cattle, the high today, 84.05, the low, 83.50, the settlement, 83.77 and a half, down 15. June, 81.90, the high, 81.25, the low, the settlement, 81.37 and a half, down 32 and a half. August, 82.80, the high, 82.15, the low, 82.35, the settlement, that down 10. October live cattle, 86.35, the high, 85.80, the low, the settlement, 86.02 and a half, that up 2.5. April feeder cattle, 93.40 the high, 93 even the low, 93.30 the settlement, that up 12.5. May, 94.25 the high, 93.60 the low, 93.95 the settlement, that down 30. August, 96.80 the high, the low, 96.20, the final, 96.37 and a half, settling down 45. September, 97.70 the high, 97.20 the low, 97.50 the settlement, that down 37 and a half. April lean hog, 60.45 the high, 59.80 the low, 60.15 the settlement, that down 20. May, 71.90 the high, the low, 70.60, the settlement, 71.60, that down 45. June lean hog, 72.50 the high, 70.90 the low, 71.45 the settlement, that finishing down 95. And May pork bellies, 87.80 the high, 85.95 the low, 87 even the settlement, that finishing up 45. The Dow is currently up 152 points at 7761. The NASDAQ up 21 at 1549. The S&P 500 up 13 at 811. The price of oil down 130, trading at 48.36.
Immigrant children sometimes find themselves pulled between their native language and English, and not just today's generation.
My grandfather was rather staunch. He would reprimand us that it was more like a slang language, English. He wanted us to speak German in his presence, which we did.
A look back at an immigrant community and its ties to its native tongue later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Today from 4 to 7 p.m.
Candidates for local contested public offices have their say on the candidates' public square Saturday morning at 11 here on AM 580. Tune in to hear from the candidates who responded with commentaries on why they deserve your vote. That's the candidates' public square Saturday morning at 11 here on AM 580. This is WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM HD2 and HD3 Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Media at Illinois. You'll also find us online at will.illinois.edu. 1 minute before 2 o'clock, I'm Celeste Quinn. Jason Croft is our technical director. The forecast for Illinois and Indiana is prepared by Mike Sola for this afternoon. In northern Illinois, partly sunny, elsewhere mostly sunny. Highs ranging from 48 in far northern Illinois to 65 in the far south. Tonight, increasing cloudiness with widely scattered showers arriving in northwestern Illinois late this evening. Lows ranging from 35 in northern Illinois to around 45 in the south. Tomorrow in Illinois, cloudy with occasional showers and a few widely scattered thunderstorms. In Indiana, mostly cloudy with rain arriving during the afternoon tomorrow. Highs ranging from 45 north to 68 in southern Indiana. This afternoon in Champaign-Urbana, mostly sunny, windy, the high 57, the wind from the southwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour and gusty. Tonight becoming mostly cloudy, the low 42, the wind from the southeast at 7 to 14 miles per hour. And the outlook for tomorrow, cloudy and breezy with periods of rain. The high tomorrow, 58. The wind from the southeast to east at 12 to 24 miles per hour. At 2 o'clock Central Time, it's 55 degrees in Urbana on the campus of the University of Illinois. There will be more on the weather as part of the closing market report.